Sheriff, how are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. I know that you believe that there was a problem with aggressive drivers on I-96. Talk about that.
Well, it's not just aggressive drivers. It's a combination of factors. But speed, I think, is the biggest thing. And we've, over the last several years, have seen a steady increase in the number of accidents that have taken place on the area that we have responsibility for on 96. And so we felt we should try to do something to try to drive those numbers down.
I always wondered, Sheriff, what happens, because I live in Williamston, but it always seems like between Meridian Road out to Fowlerville, there's always challenges out there.
Well, it's a pretty straight stretch of road, first of all, and it's very well maintained, so it's easy to speed out there, particularly if there's no enforcement around, and I think that's part of it. And so what we're going to do is put some enforcement out there and see if we can drive those speeders down a little bit.
Now, I know that you have had patrols out there. What's going to change now?
Well, what we've done is we've partnered with the state police, with Lansing Police and Michigan State University Police, and we're going to patrol that area aggressively off and on for the next few months between the two county lines. And we're hoping with the team that we have together that we can impact those numbers. Now, keep in mind, we've all suffered severe cuts over the last few years, so it's not that we have a lot of extra staff to do this with, but we have, for example, three officers that are funded by the state that do nothing but traffic anyhow, so we'll just redeploy them to the freeway randomly and use those to do that. It's not going to affect our calls for service.
Since last year, there have been three fatal crashes and more than 125 personal injury crashes on a stretch of I-96 that runs through Ingham County. So you're going to be dealing with this. You also talked about how there have been a number of instances of drivers that are following too close, speeding and passing improperly. So drivers better watch out because you're going to be out there.
Yes, and we have a couple of cars that we'll use in this program that are what we call semi-marked. They don't have a bubble on the top, so we'll be using a little stealth in this program as well.
All right, and a quick question before I let you go. I know you have to get to a meeting. I know that the Michigan State Police is launching a statewide drunk driving crackdown Friday that'll run through the holiday. Now, will the sheriffs be involved in that also?
Well, we're not part of their program, but we're always aggressively after drunk drivers, so that won't change.
All right, Sheriff, I appreciate your time so much. We'll talk with you soon.